Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family.
Yeah. Yeah. Team, one heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
So fired up, man. Bucks Uncensored. Stick Carriers. Our time is here. I'm Justin Pulowski, the commish. We started the Stick Carriers right here on this podcast, and I'm happy to join forces with each and every one of you as we lead the charge in uniting this fan base around what we anticipate to be an exciting team for this year and for many years to come. And after Thursday night, I don't know about you, but I'm fucking pumped. I'm doing my best. We're going to have Bucks takes coming up in the second half of this podcast, and I'm going to talk about Thursday night's game coming up here first. A very, very important part of this podcast will be coming and will be us discussing our first home game of 2017. If this is the year we together take back Raymond James Stadium, we are going to take back Ray J in 2017. It doesn't start in the regular season. We send a fucking message in the preseason. I will give you details. And I am up for any suggestions as well. You can always email me, bucksuncensored@gmail.com. And I'm available on social media. I try to interact with everyone as much as I can. Twitter, @commishonline. Facebook, mostly just on the Stick Carrier Facebook page. I don't really post on the commish Facebook page anymore, just to be honest with you. I don't see really the purpose. And Honestly, my personal Facebook page is for close family and friends. So let's just interact on the Stick Carrier Facebook page. That's fine. So if I deny your friend request on Facebook, it's not because I don't like you. It's just, you know, when I have aunts and uncles and cousins all across the country, like, I kind of want to keep that separate from all the Bucks stuff. Definitely have, I want to interact with everyone on the Stick Carrier Facebook page. So that's a good place for that as well. Instagram, it's at Commish Online. Snapchat, it's jpulowski324. So if you have any suggestions, I'm all ears. Before we get into the big plans for that first preseason game, our first home game, our first chance since the takeover to announce to the world, they're still talking about it on NFL Network. I am recording this on Friday. I watched Good Morning Football this morning, and wouldn't you know, first thing, Jameis Winston looked outstanding. Stick Carriers Unite. That was Peter Schrager again on Good Morning Football. It's amazing what we are doing. We did it with one practice. And, you know, a lot of people said, why aren't we doing another takeover? Because we're not going to water it down. See, the Stick Carriers need to go and take it upon themselves to go to training camp practice, to be loud at practice. But for one event, imagine the anticipation we are going to have building up to next year's training camp takeover. It's going to be wild. Wild. That does not mean you shouldn't go to every practice and get the people around you loud. Spread the word. We got to continue to build this thing. We really do. But we went to that practice and it was amazing. The electricity was phenomenal. We have to. You're debating whether or not you should go to a preseason game. We have to bring this energy inside that stadium. It's the third preseason game. It is an opportunity to send a message, not to the rest of the NFL. They get it. We need to send a message to our players, to our coaches, to our organization, and to our city that we are going to take back Ray J. No more of the opposing team's fans invading our city, and no more empty seats in the bottom bowl, and no more quiet and sitting on your hands. Enough is enough. This is the year we provide the Buccaneers the home field advantage they deserve. It's up to them to win on the field. It's up to us to do what we can to help them win on the field. They're looking fucking good, though. Thursday night, I had the chance to watch the game with former Buccaneer Ian Beckles. Invited me over to his place, and there was a few of us there, and we're watching this game. There's a lot of positives. Listen, I know. I get it. The kicking situation sucks. And I'm going to say this right here, right now. I do not believe that the Bucs kicker for this season is currently on the roster. If you're Jason Light, you were already looking across the league even before Nick Folk had the extra point blocked and then missed a 47-yard field goal. See, the Bucs need to just get lucky. A lot of these teams just get lucky. When you look at the Detroit Lions and they just luck into a Matt Prater, that's what the Bucs need. They need a team that has two kickers, both of them good. You can only go with one, and then they need to pounce on the one that's released. It happens every single year. And I assure you that the Buccaneers are keeping a close, very close eye on kicking situations and kicking battles across the NFL. And why wouldn't they? It's an important aspect. But see, the funny part is that many of you that are bitching about the kicking and putting emphasis on the kicking are the same ones that crucified Jason Light for trading up in the second round for a kicker, which we then found out from CBS Sports that maybe it was the Glazers that pushed for it. Well, which is it? Is a kicker a valuable part of your team? And if the kicker's that valuable to your team, then is it worth maybe? And again, when they traded up just from the top of the third to the late second using a fourth round pick that they had acquired. They had acquired for moving back two picks for Vernon Hargraves. So they really didn't give up anything extra. They got something extra and then used that to move up to get the most accurate kicker in college football history. It was a bold move, but it was a move for a team that felt they needed to make a bold move for a kicker. So which is it? Is kicker important or is it not important? I think we can all agree a kicker is important. And if Nick Folk's not going to make his field goals, he's going to hit the road just like Roberto Aguayo did. And you keep testing it out until you find a kicker that's going to fit your team. There will be kickers available. And it's not like a kicker has to fit in with the chemistry of a team. All a kicker has to do is just fucking make the extra points. And then make most of your field goals. That's it. So enough with the negative. We know what the negative was. Let's talk about positives because there was a lot of them. This is now back-to-back games where the Buccaneers offense has come out and has gone right down the field. I mean, it's impressive. We've talked about the weapons Jameis Winston has. And by the way, Jameis Winston, if you want to focus on that one bad pass that he had, then shame on you. I mean, if that's what you want to focus on, then live a miserable life. The guy was amazing on Thursday night. He is distributing the ball all over the field. This is a quarterback in his third year now, and he's one of the youngest third-year quarterbacks in the NFL. And he is right. He's Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, Adam Humphries, Cameron Brate, O.J. Howard. I mean, he's spreading the ball around to all of his weapons. That's what I envisioned, and I hope you envisioned it as well. He's maneuvering in the pocket. He's not taking off and running. When he maneuvers in the pocket, he's keeping his eyes down the field. What a key third down to Adam Humphries on a scoring drive. That was due to Winston's mobility, but keeping his eyes down the field on a third down and completing a crucial pass to Humphries. Jameis Winston is showing that type of development. He's using the weapons they've put around him. But I think more important than anything is how well the Bucs offensive line played on Thursday night. Ali Marpet's first game at center. He did not play in the first game. I like it a lot. Here's a question. Anyone else see Caleb Benenach in the game extremely early? And did anyone keep a close eye on what he did? Whoa, at right tackle. That was much different than the first preseason game. The holes they were opening up in the run game, the protection that they were providing Jameis Winston, if this offensive line plays like this the entire season, the Buccaneers' offense will be a top-five offense throughout the entire year. They're going to put up a ton of points, and when you look at what they're doing defensively, flying around to the football, and the talent they have on that side of the ball, you find yourself a kicker, you might have yourself a big-time contender this season, and I'm not just talking playoffs. The roster is so different than it was just a couple years ago. Kudos to Jason Light. We have followed the light, and I said this on Twitter a few days ago, and I think it's continually true, and it's still true today, and it'll continue to be true, that the Glazers need to make a statement. They need to lock up Jason Light long-term and allow him to keep building a roster that everyone feels is going to compete now and for many, many years to come. We might be adding other draft picks to an already impressive list of draft picks Jason Light has had over the first few years he's been with the Bucs. You want to harp on Roberto Aguayo or Austin Seferian Jenkins, you need to focus on the positives as well. If you're going to point out a negative, you can easily point out three positives to go with that negative. Whether it's Jameis Winston, and yes, there was a debate between Winston and Mariota. Whether it was Mike Evans, Jameis Winston, Quan Alexander, Ali Marpet. By the way, Donovan Smith has been very impressive as well in the preseason. All of these players in their third or fourth year. Kevin Pamphill was a draft pick of Jason Light. I mean, you continue to go through, and then you start to look at Hargraves, starter. Excited to see the potential that Noah Spence could bring. We haven't seen too much in the first two preseason games. But hard to fully get a gauge without defensive linemen playing an entire game. And then you look at this year's draft. O.J. Howard, impressive. I'd say so. I'm sure you would as well. Chris Godwin. I mean, that we talked about Chris Godwin so much on this podcast leading up to the draft, and I'm like, man, am I talking too much about a guy who's going to probably be a second or third round pick and focusing too much attention on just one guy? I mean, what if they don't get him? They just wasted all that time talking about him. We talked about him a lot. We talked about him a lot. And guess what? He's living up to those expectations. How about Beckwith, linebacker? Could end up being a big... I remember, maybe I was included, I don't remember, but it was like, you need a running back, why are you taking a linebacker? He's hurt, he's this, he's that. He was impressive Thursday night as well. I mean, the list just continues to go on and on and on with the players that have been brought in, young players that are going to start. Yeah, am I jacked up? I'm extremely jacked up. We looked at the linebacker core, and a lot of people out there were saying one of the weaknesses the Bucs have is depth at linebacker. They don't have the depth at linebacker. Then Bond goes down, and it's like, oh boy, what are you going to do? Well, it's pretty simple what they've done. They're developing young linebackers. I mean, I talked about Beckwith. Glanton was all over the field. Riley Bullock, who I don't know how you even consider cutting that guy. Flying around to the football. You know he's going to be a special teams ace. He's going to be that crazy guy that they've needed on special teams over the years. Sorry, water went down the wrong way. But that's your developing depth at linebacker now. So you got the depth at linebacker. Who else played well? I mean, all those weapons. We talked about the offensive line. Jameis Winston was great. You know, if you're going to harp on the backups, if that's the only negatives that you can point out are second, third, and fourth teamers, I'm okay with that. You can bitch to bitch. That's on you. But I'm not going to sit here and try and come on and listen. If you want to just hear negativity, go listen to local sports talk radio. Go read the bullshit newspaper. But I'm not gonna watch a game where I felt the Buccaneers dominated when it was starters versus starters and only point out negatives that happened in the second half. Take that shit elsewhere. This is a team on the rise. The national media is taking notice. The local media won't. We know that. I mean, the fucking latest column from you-know-who, Tom Jones, about Jameis Winston's care or leadership and blah, blah, blah. Fuck. They sit in that room and they wait for something they perceive negative to happen so that they have something to write on so that they think you're going to click on it. Because I'm telling you, they think that negativity is what's going to get you to click that button and click on their story. Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. That shit is done. It's over. And this isn't just me railing on the media again, but when they give us an example, I told you, I'm going to hold them accountable. We should all hold them accountable. Because for years, that evil Bucs media has pointed out negative after negative to try and split this fan base so that they can get ratings, clicks, blah, 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 whatever. It's done. Those days are over. See, what's happening is we are seeing a change in generations. We are seeing a change in the mentality of fans. This is why JoeBucksFan.com is doing so well, is that they are not just waiting for something negative to happen. They're focusing on all of it. Hey, if something negative happens, we'll write about it. But you know what? We're going to point out positive after positive after positive. And when there's a bunch of positive things happening with the team, with the fan base, you know what they're doing? They're covering it the way it should be covered. The old-fashioned coverage of a sports team is dying and might already be dead. We don't have to sit here and accept the negativity anymore. We, as a community of fans that's uniting, can just say, fuck it. We're not going to deal with your negativity. We are going to move in a positive direction together. And that's what I'm excited about, and I know you're excited about it as well. So gone are those days. You're not going to get my clicks. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to pay attention. I'll see the headline, and I'll move right past it. And I'll roll my eyes, and I'll know that with every time you write a negative piece trying to focus on something negative when there's so much positive around, that you are just helping us out. Because you are now pushing people away and pushing them towards us. This is why they have been threatened by this podcast. This is why they've been threatened by this movement. Because we are not going to accept lazy reporting like that anymore. You know, they try to say that they're unbiased and they're right down the middle. Then fucking prove it. But sitting there and waiting for something you perceive negative to happen just so you can write about it, just so you can get clicks, those days are done. The training camp takeover was just the beginning. That was our coming out party. But let me tell you what's more important than the training camp takeover, and that is our first chance together as stick carriers to unite inside Raymond James Stadium. This has never happened before. We are on the verge of history because I am not looking at this movement for this year alone. When I have met with the leaders of this movement, some of my close friends that are helping because it has grown beyond just one person's control. When I have met with people, influential people throughout the Tampa Bay area, and I've explained my vision to them, and they look me in the eye, they believe what I'm saying, and they should. This isn't about this year. This isn't about 3 years or 5 years. I am looking at this long term. I truly believe we can build a special, special fan base in this area. And it all begins right now. It first came into existence at the end of last year with Dirt Cutter saying, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. We ran with it. It grew organically throughout the offseason. We threw a hell of a draft party. I thought that was a huge moment for this movement, not for this podcast, but for this movement of stick carriers. And since that draft party, it continued to grow in May, June, and July when nothing was going on. And we continued to grow and reach out and build the numbers on Facebook and build the numbers on Twitter and continue to excite a fan base that now is coming together more and more with each day. As the Buckaholics and What the Buck and all these other fan factions of the Buccaneers are now coming together. And I'm telling you, we're going to have some great announcements coming up, some great partnerships coming up. It's not about different factions of fans. It's not about different fan groups. When I started the Stick Carriers, I didn't consider this a fan group. I considered this for Bucks fans. Dirk Cutter wants you to speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. He didn't say only certain people could carry a big motherfucking stick. No, he wanted each of the players on his team to carry a big motherfucking stick. But when he spoke that, when he said that, I thought he was speaking directly to me. And if he was speaking directly to me, why wouldn't he be speaking directly to you and each and every Bucks fan? If the players are going to bring a big stick on the field, then why can't we bring it in the stands? Not as different fan groups. This isn't a group. This is a movement for everyone in Tampa and across the world. And that's why you're seeing the Buccaneers have had two away games so far, and you are seeing people in the stands of those away games in Cincinnati and Jacksonville wearing stick carrier shirts. Because we support our coach and we support our team. Not because, ooh, we like our group and we're better fans than you. No, you're not. We're not better fans than anyone else. We're all fans together with the same purpose and want. We all want our team to succeed, and we all want to enjoy going to games and defending our house at Raymond James Stadium. That's why this year we take back Ray J, and it starts Saturday night, August 26th, 7:30 kick against the Cleveland Browns. I know it's a preseason game, but if we could make a fucking practice that electric, then we need to do it for a preseason game as well. We're sending a message to our team, we're sending a message to our organization, and we're sending a message to all fans that have not heard about the stick carrier movement yet. That it is time for all of us to unite throughout the stadium, and that if you do, in fact, want to go to Bucks games just to watch the game peacefully and quietly, you might as well stay the fuck at home. Because the whole point of going to a game is experiencing the atmosphere inside the stadium. Well, guess what, stick carriers? We, together, are bringing that atmosphere. And it starts next Saturday night, and I'm going to give you details as to what I envision Saturday night and how I envision Saturday night playing out next, right here on Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
All right, it's Bucks Uncensored. I'm Justin Pulaski, the commish. Proud to lead and put on events for the stick carriers locally, nationally. Obviously, this has blown up way quicker than I ever thought, but while we might not be doing an official stick carrier away game this year, we will definitely have plenty of away game watch parties for the stick carriers, preferably for each away game. There is one away game that I will be out of town for my sister's wedding, but that doesn't mean that the party won't still go on with some of my other leaders that will be a part of it. So we'll have details on all of that as we get closer to the season, but I think it started with the training camp takeover, as I said. But Saturday night, and I'm not going to give too many details, but I text with Jason Light every now and then. I mean, those of you that were at the training camp takeover knows that, you know, he texted me while we were out there and just said he's never been so pumped for a practice in his life, and that got a arousing cheer. By the way, some of the videos you guys have taken, some of the pictures that we have from that takeover, that was just one day. But, man, every time I watch those videos, every time I experience or go through my pictures, it's pretty impressive. And I got to thank createandcapturenow.com. Chris Kleinman put together an amazing video. Rock Riley put together an amazing video. I go back and watch those usually a couple times a week, and it's just so inspiring. Not what I've done or anything. No, what we've done together. And the potential that this movement has together. It truly is amazing. And we're still in our infancy. We really are. And so I think, as I said before, the training camp takeover, when I talked about how important the takeover was of training camp, you each bought in. And you each brought it better than I ever imagined you would. Stronger in numbers. That's what we are. We are stronger together in numbers. So when I hoped that 300 people would show up and thousands of people showed up to the training camp takeover, holy shit. Can we do it again for the first home game of 2017? The first opportunity we have to go inside Raymond James Stadium in 2017. Saturday night, kickoffs at 7:30. Here's my vision. We're not going to be doing a tailgate party for preseason games. However, I encourage you to go and tailgate. But get there early. It's a Saturday night. There's nothing else going on. Get there early. Tailgate early. Here's always been a problem. Is that people tailgate and then get into the game late. We as stick carriers are not going to do that. Starting between 6:15, we will all meet in front of the ticket office. I'll be wearing my Speak Softly shirt. You'll be wearing your stick carrier shirt because we're going to represent. And by the way, we are working right now on what I am sure all of you are going to be very, very interested in. It's going to be a shirt that unites everyone. Our game day shirt. I am working with different people across the area to make sure that the cost is in line. We're not looking to make money off of this. I have met with two charities. We're going to be donating a lot of money to charity. But this is all, when you have myself and Harold and Sammer and Christian. Christian owns 6 or 7 barbershops. Sammer owns 3 companies. Harold is very successful in his career, and I love my career, and I'm doing very well there as well. This isn't about money for us. We just want to enjoy going to Bucks games, and we want to do something good for our community. And if we can help this thing explode and give a lot of money and time and effort into, you know, the less fortunate, then absolutely, I'm going to do that. So we've got a game day shirt that we're going to have. We'll have that closer to the season so that you all have a chance to get it. But wear your stick carrier shirt. Represent. Spread the word. This is how we're going to build that home field advantage inside Raymond James Stadium. And make sure people know this isn't a fan group. This is a way of life for Bucks fans. Dirk Cutter wants us to carry a big stick. That's it. It's a way of life. This is how Bucks fans need to act. And he wants the stick carriers to lead the charge, but ultimately he wants everyone to become a stick carrier. So we meet in front of the ticket office, right in that area. You all know where it is. South end zone, right by Tampa Bay. You'll see us. I'm sure everyone will start getting loud. You know I'll be there and I'll be big and loud as normal. We get there 6:15. About 6:15, we all together. Now, how many of us can we get together? I know it's a preseason game. I know you were debating as to whether or not to go. But you know what? A chance to make an impact. Go to the game with us. Go to the game with us. It's the 3rd preseason game. It's the dress rehearsal. It's the dress rehearsal for the team on the field. But you know what? It's the dress rehearsal for us in the stands. We go into the stadium. Right there, the gate's right there, right by 119. I don't care where your seats are. I don't care where your seats are. At 6:15, we start going into the stadium. We don't go up the escalator. We go up the ramp. We're going to get a little exercise in. And the whole time we are going to be chanting and cheering and getting loud, because the louder we are, the more people are going to want to join what we're doing. We're going in an hour before kickoff. And then we take over Section 119, Section 120, Section 121. And believe it or not, and I know the guys in 119 are loud, but 121 has more stick carriers than 119. And we all know how packed 119 will be. If we get hundreds, if we get thousands, imagine thousands of us going in to the stadium an hour before kickoff and taking over those sections in that corner of that end zone. You know where 119 is. It's Caddy Corner. It's right across from the pirate ship, the tunnel where the Buccaneers come out. And we fill those stands an hour before kickoff. And then if you were at the training camp takeover, you know about it. If you weren't at the training camp takeover, don't worry. You heard about it. But as the players come out of that tunnel and prepare for warm-ups, we're talking about warm-ups. We do our roll call, player after player. We're going to get these players so jacked up during warm-ups for a preseason game. It's going to be an amazing scene. And we are going to do exactly what we did at the training camp takeover, but you know what? There's going to be more of us. And we're going to be inside that stadium. And I'm going to tell you what, it might not happen in the preseason game, but I know they're listening. I know you're listening over at One Buck Place. The Bucks support what we're doing, and I think they're gonna poke us a little bit. They're gonna help us out. They're gonna represent the stick carriers. Together, we will lead this team in the stands and on the field to greatness. So we're in the stands. We're doing our chants, the BUCCANEERS chant. We're doing the Tampa Bay chant. We're doing carry that stick, carry that stick. We're chanting the players' names. It's just one after another, loud, 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 loud. This is just the beginning of us taking back Ray J. We're not going to take it back during the preseason. They're not going to beat. There's no threat in the preseason. No. No, we're sending a message to our team and the organization that we are taking back Ray J this year. And we're just giving them a taste of what's to come in the regular season. As the team heads into the locker room to get their final pregame speech from the Godfather, that's when a lot of us will disperse. You can go to your seats if you want. If, you know, again, I think, you know, we're going to be spread out throughout that stadium. But we go to our seats, and then here's, and it's going to take a lot of organization, and it's going to take a lot of you listening to this podcast and spreading the word. But when that team, when the Buccaneers come out for a kickoff, and I'm debating whether we only do this for the first kickoff or for every kickoff. And Bucks, if you're listening, I'd love for you to be involved with this. But we all stand up. You can put your arms around each other or not. And we all start swaying right to left, left to right. And you know what I'm talking about. You imagine an entire stadium. I mean, you saw it when the entire stadium did the jump around. Now imagine the teams getting ready to do a kickoff. Special teams is out there. The Gunners are the craziest. Riley Bullock's out there just going nuts. We're all swaying in the stands. And then the chant. Can you imagine? Because if we're doing it throughout the stadium, people will do it with us. They might not have even heard of it before. They might not even know what the stick carriers are. But they're going to join right in. And if the Bucks are smart, they're going to play that song up on the Jumbotron and throughout the stadium and pump it in. And then every kickoff, we ready. We are ready. And you know what? That leads every kickoff, especially when we're kicking off, leads right into the defense. You just stay standing for the defense and cheer on the defense. And then if the offense comes on the field, we let the offense work now. We let the offense work. That's my vision. Then the game starts and they play the game. But you know how and this is just for this preseason game, but you know how preseason games work, right? At halftime, everyone goes home. Stick carriers, I ask you, are you going to go home at halftime? Or do you want to continue to make a statement? I think rather than leaving at halftime, since everyone else is leaving, we make our way back down to that corner, no matter where you're sitting. At that point, security's not going to be checking every ticket. We make our way back down to that corner of that end zone, and we fill up 121, 120, 119. The rest of the stadium might be empty, but that is to show our unity. At halftime, we all unite together back in that corner for the second half, and we just cheer our asses off the rest of the game. What else are you doing on Saturday night? What, are you going to beat the traffic home? I know the starters aren't going to be out there that much longer. Is the game going to start to get boring? We did this, I got to repeat, we did this at a practice. There's nothing more boring than a practice, and we made that practice electric. Why can't we make the second half of this preseason game even more electric? We do it pregame. We get together. We all congregate back down there in that corner of that end zone for the second half of the preseason game, and we let our team know we are here and we are taking back our stadium this season. All right, that is my vision for the preseason, what Sammer wanted to call the preseason pillage. Okay, I'm okay with that. I did look up the definition of pillage, and I'm going to go ahead and encourage none of you to be violent, since pillage does include violence. But, you know, it's an alliteration, so we run with it. The stick carrier's pillage of Raymond James Stadium, preseason pillage. It starts at 6 o'clock. We meet outside by the ticket office. We go in at 6:15. We cheer our asses off for the hour that the Bucks warm up on the field. We disperse to our seats. We do we ready at kickoff. And then at halftime, we reconvene back down there in the southwest corner of the end zone, right by the tunnel where the Bucks come out. And we sit there and we cheer our asses off the rest of a preseason game. Can you imagine? You know how quiet it gets. A lot of people leave. Could you imagine if we stayed loud, the attention we're going to get locally and nationally? But we have to do it together now. We have to do it together. We are stronger together in numbers. So I ask you two questions. Are you with me? And are you ready? Because I fucking am. I cannot wait to be with all you people, man. It is going to be very, very special. All right, let's do some Bucks takes. A lot of people attacking Tom Jones. I told you bitch to bitch, but I play the Bucks takes, and we'll just see what people have to say. We'll start with a positive one. Lee is up first. Hey, Lee.
Yo, stick carriers. What's up, Justin? It's Lee from the T. Man, I just want to send in the Bucks take. I want to talk about Jameis, my favorite quarterback, my favorite stick carrier. My God, I'm excited about the direction he's going in. He's developing so well as a quarterback. But he's going to give Dirk Cutter a heart attack one of these days if he don't ease up on those memory laps he have early in games. It's like he's always in game winner mode. Jameis, listen, man. You are developing as a quarterback. You are so close to being elite. You have improved on your accuracy. Your decision-making is on point. Your pocket presence is on point. but it's those small moments early in games, man, when you don't need to be in game winner mode. When plays break down and Dirk would really just want you to pay attention to, you know, we're in the red zone, let's just get the points, play it safe. You don't need to put the game on your shoulder at that time, because you're going to win tons of games for us. But we really don't need you to give points away or give a game away in the first half, you know, because you're relying on your instincts to be that game winner. But you are so close to being an elite quarterback, man. And I love the development. I love the progress you've made as a professional. And damn, keep up the good work, man. But do not give Dirk Cutter a heart attack, man. That's my buzz take for the day. Stick carriers, keep swinging your sticks. Go Bucks.
Lee, always good to have you. Listen, I know Jameis Winston had a bad play. They called him down, though, so it really never happened. But I just have a tough time just focusing on that. But other people, that's really their sole focus.
Hello, Justin. Just real quick, this isn't even a message to you or the stick carriers. This is just a message to Dirt Cutter and Jameis Winston. I'm referring to the preseason game, week 2 against the Jaguars. Jameis Winston, you just can't step back and throw the ball up in the air like that. This is year three. I don't give a damn if it's the preseason or not. This is year 3. Jameis Winston is extremely talented. You can tell that he's out there playing backyard football sometimes. That was a backyard football move. But let me tell you something. This is business. You just threw the game up there. Okay? You just threw people's jobs up in the air. You just lofted it up there at a goal line situation. Dirt Cutter, you have to pull Jameis Winston out of the game the very next time he does some shit like that. I promise you that. Look, Jameis Winston loves the game. Okay? That's why he does things like that. That's why he does stupid, unthinkable things like that. You have to pull him out the game. I bet you do it one time. You do it once. You only really have to do it once. Pull him out of the game. Send a message to Jameis Winston. You yelling at him, you cussing at him, that happens to him every day. And you know what every other coach does? They put him right back in the game. Pull him out of the game. Take him out. I will take one loss to get him to stop doing that. Please, take him out of the game next time he does that. Please. You can't do shit like that. I'm out. Pat White from Atlanta. I'm out, man.
Pat, you need to chill out, man. Chill out. I get it. One fucking play. That's what frustrates me sometimes, is that a guy, and they were talking about Jameis Winston on NFL Network this morning, and they even said, okay, listen, he had a bad play, but he was phenomenal in the game. Phenomenal. It's going to happen. I don't want him to stop being the quarterback. He's got to take chances. Now, there are dumb plays. You got to eliminate those dumb plays. But to pull him from the – come on. Come on. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You going to put Ryan Fitzpatrick in there? Oh, Brandon has something to say about that.
Hey, Justin. It's Brandon, Bucks fan from Philly. I just want to say I'm watching a preseason game. Yeah, it's time to cut our losses with Fitzpatrick. At this point, you're a veteran throwing interceptions. Come on, man. We can't rely on this guy. I'd rather us go with one of the third or fourth string quarterbacks on the roster at the moment. It's just Fitzpatrick is not – if you guys reporting he's not looking good in training camp, he's not doing good in a preseason game, he's supposed to be the veteran quality backup that if Jameis is ever hurt, he gives us, you know, hope we can win a few games. He's not giving me no hope with the second unit right now. I think it's time to cut our losses. We cut Roberto. We might as well cut Fitz. Keep it moving.
Okay. Well, Brian Griffin's injured, so I guess we go with no backup. I don't know. I don't understand it, folks. I don't understand it. I mean, I watched a game where I was so fucking pumped up, and I like didn't get any positive Bucks takes. Not ones that I don't know. I don't know. And sometimes I got to remind myself that this is what happens always in the preseason. Certain people are just going to focus on negatives. I'm not. What I saw was a great team effort there in the first half. Great offensively and defensively. Dominant. That's what I'm going to go with. How about we have Outlaw on? Hello, Outlaw.
Justin, Outlaw. Hey, I wanted to give you my Bucks take on the latest episode of HBO Hard Knocks. Delvin and I were texting back and forth Wednesday morning, and I think we both agreed that our favorite moment was when Jameis Winston walked over to their bench to what appeared to be two offensive linemen who were laughing. And he said, hey, y'all just keep having some fun now. You know, Ryan got hurt. Y'all just keep having some fun now, though, okay? You know, that's a leader. Earlier in that episode, Jameis Winston walked around in the locker room to every one of his guys, and he said, I got your back. I got your back. And in that game, a family member went down. And what's going on behind him? He's got two guys laughing who aren't taking their job seriously. And a leader knows that actions speak louder than words. So he goes over there, and he speaks softly. But he carried a big motherfucking stick. And that's my quarterback. Crushed it.
You did crush it. You did. Tom Jones wasn't too pleased with what Jameis had to say. I didn't click on the story. I did read some of the excerpts from JoeBucksFan.com because at least they're fair. But just the headline, Tom Jones, Winston's leadership veered off track. Because of that? Because of that. That pissed a hole. Lot of people off. We'll start with Stroke, Colorado Springs.
Hey, what's good, Commish? It's Stroke from Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm gonna start this one basically where everyone is gonna go and call in about, and that's the disrespectful reporter for the evil Bucks media. Stop giving this reporter a fucking voice. I'll take a page out of the book of the Tuna Parcells here and refer to this douchebag as the reporter from now on. Let the reporter hate. Let the reporter hate. Hate originates from three major characteristics of an individual. And I said this on Facebook, but allow me to elaborate. That first characteristic is a lack of understanding. The second one is fear. And a third is jealousy. The reporter is ignorant. The reporter's ignorance produces a lack of understanding. The reporter doesn't understand why fans want their team to win and why fans are so passionate, therefore cannot comprehend the movement that has been created, Commish. Two, the reporter fears this movement and the rabid fan base known as the stick carriers that so established itself with the training camp takeover. The reporter fears the stick carriers and therefore fears Justin Pulaski. But not only does he fear Justin Pulaski, excuse me, the reporter fear Justin Pulaski, the reporter deep down in the reporter's heart is jealous of Justin Pulaski and the movement that was created. It is for these reasons the reporter wants to push clickbait, wants to attempt to tear this fan base apart, wants to attempt to tear us down and just destroy everything that was created. Don't buy into that shit. Don't buy into it. This is the last you'll hear from Stroke about the reporter. Sorry I went a little bit long, Commish, but I'm fired up about this a little bit. Stop giving the reporter a fucking voice. Stop it. To the sponsors, B4, Bracados, Christian and Headlines Barbershop, Sports Legends, where you eat like a legend and you drink like a champ, baby. I'm out. Nailed it.
All right, Stroke, good to have you on again. As I said, we've got some people fired up, and they want to take it out on You Know Who. Delvin is up next. Hey, Delvin.
Yo, what's up, Bucks Mob? Sick Carriers, you know. Justin, fearless leader. Hey, man. So there's two things. First thing is, fuck you, Tom Jones! Bitch-ass mother... Oh, man. Dude, he always has to be a fucking pessimist about shit. Always gotta be... Oh, dude, he's always trying to tear down Jameis. For fucking what, dude? For what? This must be a slow fucking week, man. To just be like, oh, hey, you know what? Hey, there's a lot of optimism around the Bucks. You know what? Maybe... Hey, maybe we should just fucking dissect Jameis' leadership and just fucking... No, fuck that, man. Jameis was right, dude. And his leadership is fucking bringing this team up. So you know what? Fuck that guy, man. And fuck his editor, too. For fucking saying, oh, yeah, let's run with that shit. Yeah, man, no, that's great, Tom. Yeah, great work as always. No, fuck you. Fuck Tom Jones. Fuck the editor. Fuck the time. What? I'm fucking ever. All right, y'all. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Delvin, coming strong, coming strong. All right, listen, we let Bucks fans say what they want to say. We give them a voice, and we let them attack who they want to attack. That's pretty much it. Johnny B from 102.5 The
Justin,
Bone.
Justin, it's Johnny B. Stick Carriers, what is up? It is game day when I'm recording this, actually an hour away from kickoff. And what do we get on game day here in Tampa Bay? Negative media. And as a member of the media, I am fucking done. I am fucking tired of the negative bullshit that gives everybody a bad name. Well, guess what? It's not everybody. Because on the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone, we're fucking stick carriers. We're a stick carrier show, and half the bone is all about the stick carrier movement. And guess what? We don't give a fuck about the negative media. It's fucking done. They know it's fucking done, and they just keep trying and keep pushing. Does it piss me off? Yeah, and I know it shouldn't because I know where it's coming from. I know it's clickbait, and I know it's bullshit, and I'm not saying the motherfucker's name. I'm just not going to do it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to swing my motherfucking big ass stick. I'm going to speak softly, except for when I'm on the air. 10 p.m. to midnight plug, Monday through Friday. But when it comes to the negative media, guys, just don't fucking click on it. Just love the Bucks, and let's keep this fucking movement going. Yeah, Jameis scolded some fucking shitty offensive linemen that aren't going to be on the fucking team. All they are some fat bodies filling space for camp. That's all they are. They're not going to be there. And yeah, that's what a leader does. When guys over there fucking laughing and cutting it up while a guy's in the locker room getting an x-ray on his shoulder. I coached youth football for a long time. If I had a player hurt and the guys that were playing O-line when he got hurt was over there bullshitting around, believe I fucking say something to him too. And who the fuck are you? Did you play football? Did you play a snap of fucking Pee-wee Pop Warner? How the fuck would you know how a quarterback is supposed to act? A leader of men is supposed to act. Who the fuck are you to fucking pass judgment? Nobody. Fucking nobody. Step the fuck out the way and let the big boys play. And if you know the lyrics of this song, Stick Carriers, feel free to sing along.
Shut the fuck up. You're a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here.
Nobody reads the fucking paper. Nobody.
What year is it?
Close your fucking mouth. You're just really fucking dense. If you hate me, why you talking? You don't make no fucking sense.
We all have the internet. Nobody reads the fucking paper.
Fucking hell. Are you stupid or disabled, man? I can't fucking tell.
I will see you guys August 26th when we take back Ray J. I can't wait. In the meantime, go Bucks. Shout out to Ricardo's, sports legends, headlines, barbershop, Joe Bucks fan, fucking Joe Bucks fan. That's where you go for your real Bucks media. There's really no other place. B4, let's get fucked up. August 26th, I'll call an Uber for everybody. I don't give a shit.
Yes.
Shout out to my man Lou, Brandon, all the fucking stick carriers, Javier. All of you.
Shut the fuck up. I shouldn't have said that.
You know who I'm talking to right now.
You're a fucking cunt.
Actually, no, I should have.
Shut the fuck up.
Yep.
I didn't say enough.
You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick.
Shh. Right back into this. Speak softly. Carry that big motherfucking stick. Nailed it, TJ.
Johnny B, 102.5 The Bone, weeknights from 10 to midnight. They are all stick carriers there. We know Drew Garabo live with Drew and Seth. They're all stick carriers. John Senig, SBK, 2 to 7 each day. A lot of stick carriers on 102.5 The Bone. 102.5. We like to support our stick carriers everywhere. I know a couple of them from Hot 101.5, Miguel and Holly in the morning, so make sure you listen to them. And make sure you vote. So we have this Best of the Bay, and I haven't mentioned this yet. I don't know if I've mentioned on the podcast, but this is the Creative Loafing Best of the Bay. I actually pinned it to the top of our Facebook page. Take 5 minutes and vote if you could. I'm up for best podcast, best internet radio show, which this isn't an internet radio show because I'm recording, but go ahead and vote for me for that. And I'm also up for best sports writer. I don't even fucking write about sports. But wouldn't that be a slap in the face to the people that do? The evil Bucks media? So I kind of want to win that one the most. But hey, you're listening to this. We started the stick carriers together. I need your 5 minutes to go and vote. It's right there on the stick carrier Facebook page. It's pinned to the top. Just vote. Best local morning radio show. Miguel and Holly, Hot 101.5. Best comedian, Johnny B. Best blogger. I think that's what he wants to go by. T.M. Powell. We love T.M. Powell. Who else is on there? Best coach, Dirk Cutter. Holly's up for a couple others. I think best scandal and best couple. Who else is up for some of these? Drew Garabo, best afternoon radio show. So we've got, listen, we've got people that support us. Charlie Belcher. We got to get Charlie. Charlie, we got to get you a stick carrier shirt. We'll vote for Charlie Belcher as well. But you know what we're building together. And what better way than to have an award for something like this. So, hey, listen, I'm not going to beg you for your vote, but if you got time and you can go and click on it and vote, I just think that'd be pretty awesome. Pretty awesome what this little old podcast could do. So I appreciate each and every one of you. We're going to have a blast next Saturday night, by the way. Johnny B's going to be there. Are you kidding me? It's going to be good. Ryan in Vegas up next. Hey, Ryan.
What's going on, stick carriers? It's Ryan from Vegas. It's been a long time, but I had to get back into this. Just got done watching the preseason game. Jameis looks good. Evans, you got to catch that fucking touchdown. It was yours for the taking. Besides that, starting defense looked great. There's no complaints. Week 2 in the preseason, we've got no complaints. We got no complaints. But what we do have a complaint about is enemy number one. And I don't want to be like this. I want everyone to be Bucks fans. Everyone to be united. This is what we're about. But Tom Jones continually fucking drags us through the fucking dirt. And I'm sick of it. He wants to call out Jameis for fucking calling out backup linemen because the quarterback got hurt. I, I can't even comprehend this shit. I'm sorry, man. I can't comprehend it. I hope none of you guys click his shit. He doesn't deserve it. At this point, he's the fucking Skip Bayless of Tampa. And it is what it is. Don't fucking listen to anything he says, guys. Don't click his shit. He doesn't deserve it. If Tampa Bay Times wants to continue to have him write articles, guess what? We ain't reading Tampa Bay Times. Sorry. I love all you guys. I got to end it with this. Speak softly. But tear a big motherfucking stick.
All right, Ryan, in Vegas. God, I got to go visit you out there, man. It'll be a lot of fun. Spectre was at the game in Jacksonville the other night. Hey, Spectre.
Commish. It's Spectre, man. Stick carriers. You know I had to rep for y'all tonight. I know y'all saw me on Facebook swinging that motherfucking stick. Anyways, just my quick thoughts on the game. James was good tonight, but he can't do that in the red zone on that second possession. He can't do that. He just can't do that. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's got to go. Awful, bad camp. He was awful tonight. He's got to go. Kickers, these freaking kickers. I don't even need to say anymore. We just got to – Ira said it on his podcast. We got to keep looking. Got to keep looking. Then third team defense, D.D. Westbrook, killed him tonight. Killed him tonight. But I give them mad credit, though. They held it down at the end when it mattered. Anyways, y'all know I was out here repping. And I cannot wait to see y'all next Saturday. Bucks versus Browns. We taking back Ray J. And I'm going to be loud as fuck, just like I was tonight. Speak softly, and I'll be carrying that stick.
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, right outside that ticket office, right in the south end zone, right outside of the gates. We'll meet there, and then we'll march in together, doing our chants, cheering, yelling, and then we will get into the stadium an hour before kickoff, during warm-ups, and go through the roll call, just like we did at the training camp takeover. Listen, we make these things an event. You will not want to miss this, and this will go down in history as the first time the stick carriers as a group come together inside Raymond James Stadium. It's going to be, I don't know if this is going to be a quick week or a long week, but I'm so jacked out of my mind right now. It's going to be crazy. Lou sent this in before Thursday night's game. He was just overcome with emotion that Mark the Mailman and Lazy Dave had a song about him, right, Lou?
Justin, Lou and Port Richie, man. Listen, first off, I want to say thank you to them crazy bastards, Lazy, the Mailman, and Jeremy, man. Dude, the song, the video, I have no words, brother. I have no words, man. Just fucking thank you. Thank you very much. I'm honored, bro. I don't deserve that, bro. But yeah, man, crazy, man. I love it. I love it, man. I love it, man. Thank you. Thank you. Second of all, bro, I want to say, look, guys, give whatever you can to Brother Stuck Zeller, man. Our brother passed away, man. His family is in need. Give what you can, man. Whatever it is, bro. $2, $5. You know, and if you got a little some extra, man, you can give that too, man. But whatever you can, give a little something, man. Our brother's down, their family's in need, and let's do right by him, man. Let's do right by him, man. He deserves that, man. Listen, man, this takes going in before the Jaguars game, man. So I just hope we come out healthy on the other side. I don't give a rat's ass if we fucking win or not, man. But let's put on a good fucking showing, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I want to say something, man. Coach Cotter put a little something out for us, man. He said that he wants that fucking stadium rocking, man. He put a fucking mission out there, man. So, I mean, in 119, bro, we're going to fucking hype it up. But I have a mission for each and every one of you guys, man, that are out and in sitting in your own section. You need to hype that section up and bring it as loud as we are in 119. We got to get hype! Pump! fucking loud! Loud! I want that fucking stadium to shake! We got the fucking preseason game! We're gonna start there, and we're gonna go into the season, and we're gonna make it loud! I want them to fucking hear us across the street at the Yankee Stadium! All the way down to the fucking aquarium and to Clearwater Beach! I wanted that loud! So I just want to, you know, put that, you know, idea across. And, you know, maybe we can, you know, start something, brother. So, you guys take it as you will. But anyway, let me wrap it up. Before Bricados, Johnny B, Iris Podcast, Joe Bucks Fan, Rock Riley, Big Mother Effin' Stick, Headlines Barbershop. Go see my brother Christian, man. Samma! That's our brother, man. Dude, that motherfucker put some crazy designs up, man. It's an honor to have that cat, man. It's one of ours, man. Anyway, man, all you crazy bastards, man, speak softly. And carry the big motherfucking stick!
Lou is preaching to the choir, man. Get loud. Be loud. That's what this whole movement is about. Bringing the atmosphere wherever we go. And where we'll go together, Raymond James Stadium. Saturday night, August 26th. 6 o'clock, we meet outside of the ticket office on the south side of the stadium. We march into the stadium together, chanting and cheering. Roll call during warm-ups. We ready at kickoff as we're each in our own seats. We're just setting the tone for the season. Then at halftime, we all march our way back to that corner. Together. Stronger together in numbers. Last Bucks take comes from another outlaw. It's Lady Outlaw.
Hey, Justin. Lady Outlaw here. So my take's on Jameis Winston. I'm a Gator. Wasn't real thrilled with the draft pick. However, I've been a fan since his very first regular home season game where they got their asses handed to him. It was just all around awful. Anyway, fast forward to the end of the game. Go get some autographs. And my son really wanted some of the pretty big players' autographs after the game. They were pretty upset, headed straight to their cars with their head down, really wanted nothing to do with the fans. Understandable. However, not Jameis. Jameis walked right over to us, took out our pen, signed everything we had, took pictures, and stood and talked for a minute. In my book, that makes him pretty awesome. And for that, he is my QB.
Love it. That is a great story, and good to have you on the podcast, Lady Outlaw. That's going to do it for the Bucks takes. We will talk much more about our preseason pillage coming up next Saturday at Raymond James Stadium. Super, super pumped for August 26th for the first home preseason game of 2017. Stick Carrier is going to unite inside that stadium, and we are going to show this team what we're all about. We showed them a little bit at training camp. We're going to show them what we can do inside that stadium. Super pumped. At Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, jpulowski324 on Snapchat. Looking forward to a big few weeks as we lead up to the regular season. Some plans are in the works. Just leave it at that. Just know that we're working behind the scenes to make sure that we grow this movement and that we continue to have events for each and every one of you to take part in. And as always, we end it with this as we come right back into this. In the words of our godfather himself, Dirk Cutter, he said these words, but I like playing them for you in a much, much sexier voice.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Okay. And with that, we say, nailed it.